You're listening to SBS News.
Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. In this bulletin, 8 more arrests made over the Hong Kong apartment fire. Rescue efforts continue in flood-ravaged Southeast Asia. And in Formula One, Oscar Piastri rules out helping his teammate Lando Norris win the World Championship. Let's start in Hong Kong, where firefighters have confirmed 128 deaths from a blaze in an apartment complex as authorities arrested another 8 people involved in the tower's renovation. Emergency services are searching each individual apartment of the 7 buildings that were engulfed by flames in the Dai Po district and say more bodies may be found. 7 men and 1 woman were arrested on Friday, including scaffolding subcontractors, directors of an engineering consultancy and project managers supervising the renovations. 3 construction engineers were previously arrested. Meanwhile, residents of the Wang Fuk complex, like Miss Yu, are counting the cost of the devastation.
This is my home. Look over there, the 10th floor. That's where my home was. By the hills, that's where my home used to be. I really want to go back home, but my home is probably gone now. They won't let us go back. So when I look in that direction, my heart feels so heavy.
US President Donald Trump has announced he will permanently pause migration from what he says are all third world countries. The comments mark a further escalation of migration measures Mr. Trump has ordered since the shooting on Wednesday of 2 National Guards that investigators say was carried out by an Afghan national who entered the US in 2021 under a resettlement program. Mr. Trump did not identify any countries by name or explain what he meant by third world countries or permanently pause. UN agencies appealed to Washington to continue allowing asylum seekers access to the country and to be given due process. The death toll from floods across large parts of Southeast Asia has risen to at least 321, with authorities working to rescue stranded citizens as the waters begin to recede. Large parts of Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand have been stricken by cyclone-fueled torrential rain for a week, with a rare tropical storm forming in the Malacca Strait. Authorities say another 46 people were killed by a cyclone in Sri Lanka, with a further 174 people confirmed dead and 79 missing in Indonesia's badly hit Sumatra Island. Police are investigating possible gang links to the shooting death of a man in broad daylight in Sydney. New South Wales Police Homicide Squad is investigating with local detectives in Blacktown, Western Sydney. Superintendent Brendan Gorman says 2 people have been arrested and anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers. Mission Australia's annual youth survey has revealed the most important issues to young Australians, including cost of living, mental health, climate change and homelessness. The survey is in its 24th year, and this is the first time cost of living pressures have received more than 2/3 of respondents' votes as their key issue of concern. Mission Australia's CEO Sharon Callister says in 2022, only 20% of survey respondents aged between 14 and 19 voted cost of living as the chief issue. Now that has increased to 64%.
They themselves and their families are having trouble paying bills, deciding whether they pay the rent potentially or they buy medications. And it's not just them and their families, they're seeing it also with their friends as well. And it's just becoming such a huge issue. And when you overlay that, the nearly quarter of young people also rating housing and homelessness as an issue. These are really big things that need to be addressed.
To sport, and in Formula One, Oscar Piastri says he won't support McLaren teammates Landon Norris' F1 title push. Piastri says McLaren had held a brief discussion over the possibility of him helping Britain's Norris, during which he made it clear that he was not willing to do so. Ahead of the Qatar Grand Prix, Piastri and Max Verstappen are both 24 points behind Norris with 2 races remaining. The Australian says he's only thinking about closing the gap and winning the driver's title.
We'll see how we go. Obviously, there's still a chance, and I want to try and finish the year on a high if I can. So yeah, it's been a pretty good circuit for me in the past, so hopefully it can be again.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's SBS News.